Hello and welcome to the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast. Over the next 8 weeks, you can expect to hear a series of short audios intended to support you in learning how we apply a holistic approach to the ICF core competencies. This is part 8 of 8 that focuses on facilitating client growth. Facilitates client growth. The ICF definition is partners with the client to transform learning and insight into action, promotes client autonomy in the coaching process. Through a holistic lens, we bring curiosity to the client's whole process of actions, planning, and accountability. So again, like looking at this whole process of actions, planning, and accountability, this is also a great way to share with people what coaching is. One of the main things that makes coaching coaching is this actions, planning, and accountability piece. So being able to communicate that to prospective clients or people that have maybe never coached before, knowing that that's a key piece that people really enjoy about coaching is that coaching takes insights that have come forward in a coaching conversation, and we now support the client in the process of actions, planning, and accountability. And so part of the holistic approach is to really bring curiosity to the entire coaching process, and making sure that when you get to the facilitating client growth portion of the call, which usually comes towards the end of the coaching conversation, that you are still bringing the energy and the curiosity, because usually this is the part of the call that challenges the client the most. People enjoy having the insights, the breakthroughs, the aha moments. What people are not always as great at, and why they often look for a coach to work with them, is the part of taking the insight and doing something with it. So we really love to highlight this part of the call and make sure that we are giving this part of the call due diligence, and that we're really keeping that curiosity and keeping the energy on this portion of the call so that someone can have even an insight or a breakthrough here when it comes to actions, planning, and accountability. Next, we see the ending of the coaching conversation as a way to highlight the insights and awesomeness of the client. So the ending of the call comes after actions, planning, and accountability, and after there's been a deep exploration around actions, planning, and accountability. But there's a really beautiful opportunity, and the ICF calls it celebrating the client. It's also a nice just opportunity to partner with the client at the end of the call and really highlight the insights and the awesomeness that has come through for the client in this particular coaching conversation. So you want to make sure that you are really being present and available to acknowledge the client at the end of the call. It also can be very nice, you know, holistically, to not just you be the one celebrating, you be the one acknowledging the client as the coach, but also that you invite the client in for their own acknowledgments of themselves. So this way we're building this holistic approach of, I'm going to acknowledge you, I'm going to validate you, I'm going to celebrate you, and how are you going to acknowledge, validate, and celebrate yourself. And this can be a very nice way to help the client build their own acknowledgments of themselves, so that it's coming from the inside out and it's not always being presented from the outside in. Lastly, we always look at our own lives through the lens of each core competency so that we are demonstrating the core competency in our own experience. So I get to have really great conversations with some of the students who, while going through our coach certification, actually have awareness that they have a hard time with actions planning and accountability, or one particular piece of that. Accountability usually comes up the most for the students, where they start to realize that they're not so great at holding themselves accountable. And so it's a great insight to have. It doesn't mean you have to be a master at holding yourself accountable to be able to facilitate accountability for somebody else. But a big part of our approach is that the coach is always being conscious and mindful about their own process so that they can better facilitate the process for somebody else. I've oftentimes heard students actually say that they maybe don't like this part of the call as much, or they find themselves rushing through the facilitating client growth. And when we dig a little bit deeper, what presents itself is this opportunity that maybe they don't do such a great job with their own actions planning and accountability. And that's why they don't particularly want to spend a lot of time in these portions of the call with the client. So it's a great insight to have. It's great what gets reflected back to you through this process of learning the core competencies, because you're going to have just some major insights for yourself. And what's so beautiful about this to me is this is exactly what we're asking our clients to do. We're asking our clients to have insights. We're asking our clients to move insights forward. So when you can be a coach that actually embodies these core competencies and does this work in your own experience, you're going to be such a powerful coach. It's going to make you a better coach to be able to really embody and have an experiential experience of the core competencies. And that's exactly, you know, what we do in our holistic approach. It's always looking at ourselves first and foremost and seeing how these core competency standards and ethics apply to us and how we're operating. And that way we can facilitate a space for other people to be curious and look and embody and demonstrate in their own lives. So just summarizing here for you, you know, these three points that we're making is really to keep curiosity through the whole process of the coaching conversation, specifically keeping that curiosity going through actions, planning, and accountability, spending time in this part of the call and really giving each piece life and energy and seeing what insights can come through for the client. We also really use the ending of the call to really acknowledge the client, but also help the client acknowledge themselves so that there is more of this inside-out approach happening versus always the acknowledgments and the validations needing to come from the outside in. And then lastly, just really embodying the core competencies, demonstrating the core competencies, looking at how facilitating client growth maybe shows up in your own life, looking at how actions planning and accountability show up in your own life, and seeing if any or all of those pieces are strengths or areas of opportunity. This can bring forward a lot of great insights for you as a coach. Thank you so much for listening to this 8-part series. We are so grateful for you being part of our listening community. If you'd like to join our no-cost Facebook group, please check the show notes and there will be a link in there for you to request to join the Holistic Coach Network. The Holistic Coach Network is a great place to hang out. There are other alumni from our coach certification programs. There are people in there that have never done coaching before. There's just a lot of great people in there that are interested in holistic practicing, and we would love to have you partake. Thank you so much.